Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. Do you know God is a way maker? He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to see everybody tonight. Well, are you ready for the word of God? Amen. Let's go back. We'll go there and then I'll pray. Back to Hebrews chapter 6, please. Go back to Hebrews chapter 6. When you get to Hebrews chapter 6, just say amen for me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's here in the sanctuary, everyone that's viewing the live stream. We thank you for each and every one of them. Father, I pray that their ears will be open to hear your word and their hearts open also to receive your word. May their lives be changed. May they receive answers. Or whatever it is they may need, Father God, may it be granted to them because of your word and their faith in your word. Thank you, Father God, I thank you for this privilege to minister your word, and it is a privilege indeed, and I thank you for it. We give you the praise, dear Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. In Hebrews chapter 6, I'm just going to read one verse. You can go back if you'd like it, your convenience, and read the entire sixth chapter of Hebrews. As a matter of fact, I would invite you to read the whole book at some point of Hebrews. But I just want to read verse 19, and it's and again, my subject is the power of hope, and I'm dealing with that because that's what people need. Amen. That's what people need, hope. You don't believe folks are hopeless, just turn on the news. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, it says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil." Now, here's the part I want to focus on. It says, this hope that we have as an anchor of the soul. And that's exactly what hope does. It anchors our soul. It anchors our minds. It keeps our emotions in check. You hear what I'm saying? It keeps us from losing it, so to speak. It keeps us from giving up. Because we have hope, it keeps us steady. Amen? It keeps us steady. Praise God. And it keeps us stable. And last week, I pointed out to you 3 points that's very important. And I'll just go through them rather quickly. We won't look up any references at this time. But point number one, I told you last week that we are spirit, soul, and body, and it's good to understand that. You need to know your makeup. You need to understand how God developed you. We are spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in our bodies. And our soul is our minds, our emotion, our intellect, all of that. That's in our soulish area. And it's the soulish area that we have to work with. Amen? We have to work with all of it, but we definitely have to keep our soulish area under control, because if we don't, we'll run wild. Amen. And point number two was simply this. I told you that an unstable soul affects the spirit and the body. Amen. But point three was so important. It says hope keeps us stable in an unstable world. Amen. We covered that last week. Hope keeps us stable in an unstable world. So now how are you going, not just survive? God didn't call us just to survive. He called us to be victorious. Amen. He told us that we've been made more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Well, how are we going to be victorious? How are we going to be more than conquerors if we are not emotionally stable? Can't do it. You can't do it. But we have the word of God. We have the promises of God that gives us hope and keeps us stable. I think I read Romans chapter 15, verse 4 to you last week, but I want to read it to you again, just verse 4. It says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning. Remember that? For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of what? The scriptures. You see that? Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, didn't I cover it last week? Okay. All right, so you should have it in your notes, or you can turn to it in your Bibles, because I'm going to read it again. It's very, very important. See, hope keeps us stable in an unstable world. And it says, again, let me read it, chapter 15, verse 4. It says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning. This is the New King James Version. Were written for our learning, that we, through the patience, you have to be patient. Things don't manifest just like that all the time. You know, God is not fast food. Amen. Depending on what the situation is, sometimes there's some things we have to learn. God has to teach us some things. And then the answer will manifest. You don't hand out a driver's license to a person that can't drive. They'll kill somebody. And maybe themselves. So before you can be issued a driver's license, you got to prove to the license examiner that you can operate that vehicle. Not only do you have to prove to that examiner that you know how to operate that vehicle, but you got to prove to them that you understand traffic laws. Amen. And that's the reason. See, God, and I'm going to get to that, and we'll read the scripture, but God will never lie to you. He'll never lie to me. Matter of fact, he cannot lie. That's one thing he cannot do. It's not in his nature. He cannot lie. But sometimes, because our answers don't manifest right away or manifest at the time we think they should manifest, sometimes we lose confidence in God. And we become unstable, excuse me. God is never late. Say that again. God is never late. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and say this. Between the petition, in other words, between prayer time and answer time, there should be a lot of thanksgiving being offered up to God. There should be a lot of standing on God's promises. And listen to this. There should be some time where we ask God for wisdom. Because he's already promised us. If any man or woman. Let me say it this way. That covers everybody. If any male or female. That covers all the age groups. Lack wisdom, let them ask of God. And he gives to us generously. If we ask for wisdom, guess what? He's going to give us wisdom. Sometime between the prayer time and the answer time, there's some things that need to change in us. Don't ask God to bless you with $50,000 and you already know when you get it, you're not going to darken the doors of a church. You're not going to pay your tithe, but you're going to party hard and do all those wicked things that you couldn't afford to do before. God doesn't bless us to sin. Let me say that again. God doesn't bless us so we can go out and sin. Amen. We should never lose hope, even if it seems like nothing is happening. Just spend some time blessing the Lord. Spend some time in his word, standing on his promises, asking him for wisdom. But whatever you do, don't you ever lose hope. Look at somebody and tell them that. Just tell them that. Lovingly tell them that. Tell them. That's important. This is important advice, folks. Find somebody else. Tell them, don't you ever lose hope. Don't you ever give up. Glory be to God. We're still on 15:4, ain't we? But this is so important. We got to make sure you get it in your spirit. I want to read it again. For whatever things were written for our learning, that we through patience, see, you see that? And comfort of the scriptures. Even while you are waiting, even while you are walking in faith, you are supposed to be walking in the comfort of the scriptures. Saying what the word says. Standing on what the word of God says. Can I ask you a question? I think it's a fair question. If you're not going to stand on God's word, what are you going to stand on? If you don't go with God, who are you going with? One more time, I'm going to read this verse. I read it, but I'm going to reread it once again all the way through this time, I think. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. When you're willing to be patient and when you're willing to rest in the word of God, you can walk and live in hope. Amen. Hope says it's coming my way. Hope says it's on the way. Praise God. Praise God. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. See, there's some things that we have to learn. Chapter 17. We'll go on for a few minutes and then Jeremiah chapter 17. Now, remember I said that between prayer time and answer time, there are some things that we need to be doing. But one of the things we definitely need is wisdom. We definitely need wisdom. Now, listen, let's take a look at Jeremiah chapter 17. And we're going to read here. Make a decision. You're never going to forget this. Look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord. Everybody say, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Look at somebody and say, the Lord said that.
The Lord said that.
Oh, no. Well, let's say it this way. The Lord said what we're about to read. All right. Thus saith the Lord. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. Ooh. Cursed is the man that puts, cursed is the man who trusts in man, look at this, and makes flesh his strength, whose heart does what? Departs from the Lord. Here's the deal. When you place your trust and confidence in anyone else but God, your heart will be drawn to them rather than to God. In other words, your hope, your faith, and your hope is being placed in them rather than in God. Now, God told us, even in the Ten Commandments, He hadn't changed. He says, I am a, well, he said, thou shalt not have any other God before me. He said, because I'm a jealous God. So anytime we put our, we place our trust and our confidence in anyone or anything other than God, God said we're cursed. Now, see, when you get in trouble, that person or whatever it is that you put your trust in, your hope in, now they got to deliver you. We're coming back to Jeremiah, okay, chapter 17, but turn in your Bibles to Psalm 146, the 146th Psalm. Now, you may beat me there. Are you there yet? Psalm 146. Let's begin at verse 1, all right? I'm just going to read a little bit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Glory to God. Verse 3. Put not your trust in princes. That's man. Nor in a son of man, in whom there is what? No help. See, that's the reason people become hopeless, because they place their trust in the wrong thing or the wrong person, other than the person of Jesus Christ. And listen to what God says about man. Now, I'm going to read 3 again, then we move on through. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. Listen, verse 4. His spirit departs. In other words, he going to die. God says, don't put your trust, don't put your hope, don't put your confidence in anyone that's going to die. And everyone's going to die or be changed. If we're born again and we're on the earth, when Jesus Christ returns to catch away his saints, we'll be changed. Otherwise, we're going to die. So he says, his spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Now, I don't know if this ever happened to you. Hopefully it hasn't. But have anybody, don't raise your hand. I'm just asking a question, give you something to think about. Maybe it has happened to you sometime in your life. Has anyone that owed you money died before they ever paid you back? Guess what? If it happened, bye-bye money. Now, there's always a possibility you weren't going to get it anyway. You understand? And God's telling us, listen, why are you trusting in mankind? They're going to die. They're going right back to the earth from where they came. Let's read on. Verse 5. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. He's not going to die. And listen, listen. See, God is making a point to all of us on why we need to trust him. Even, and I'm talking not only, I'm talking to Christians, especially Christians who they're born again, but yet they're full of so much of doubt, so much fear. Listen to what God says. Verse 5 again. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth. Now grab hold of that. God is saying, I'm the one. I want you to understand now. I'm the one. I'm the one you're to trust in. I'm the one you're to put your confidence in. I'm the one you're to hope in. Just remember now. Just remember, I made the heavens. I created the heavens. I created the earth. Now, if I can do all that, you better believe I can meet your need. If I did all that, you better believe and understand I can answer your prayer. And I will answer your prayer. Hallelujah.
All right. All right, verse 6 again. Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. Who keeps truth forever. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Verse 7. Who executes justice for the oppressed. Oh, I love this one. Who gives food to the hungry. Who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. Listen to verse 8. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. God's testifying about himself. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. Ready for this one? He relieves the fatherless. Some of you young ladies who your dad was not on the scene and you're starving for love, don't run to some pimp, somebody who's going to use you and abuse you. You run to Jesus Christ. He is a father to the fatherless. You hear me? He is a father to the fatherless. Glory to God. I'm going to read 9 again, verse 9. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. Glory to God. But listen to this. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign for how long? The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. And it ends in what? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We call on the one who created the universe, who created the earth, who created the oceans, who filled the oceans with sea creatures. That's the God we're to place our hope in. You don't stake your future on some person who will let you down. We're to love one another. We're to appreciate one another. Yes, we can have confidence in one another. There are people that I trust and I have confidence in. You know, these are people, they're people of integrity, you know? Amen? But I got sense enough to know that they're human and they can only take me so far. They can only do so much for me because they're human just like I am. They're very, very limited. We've got to put our trust in God. Place our hope in him. Give me another amen there. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, turn to Numbers chapter 23. I told you I would go there, so let me keep my word and do that. Okay. Numbers chapter 23. Trying to get my pages to separate here. All right, look at verse 19. Remember, I told you God would never lie to you? Now we have the word of God on it. Verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? In other words, will he not do what he said? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? That's the reason Romans chapter 15, verse 4 is so important to us, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures have hope. Because if God said it, he meant it. If he said it, he's going to do it. If it don't happen, it's because we quit. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's go back. I'm about to wind this up. Let's go back to Jeremiah right quick, chapter 17. So back in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 again, it says, thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. And that's the reason it's so important. When you trust in someone else, your heart is not towards God. Remember, Jesus said it's important to trust God and mammon, because you're going to love one and forsake the other. Verse 6 says, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert. And listen at this one. You ready for this? He shall, and this is the person that places his trust in man. And he shall not see when good comes. Good can be driving right by. Won't even recognize it because he's looking in the wrong direction. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Now let's look at verse 7. Blessed is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters. Hallelujah. Planted by the waters. I want you to know, if you trust in God, he has planted you by the waters. You have a water source. You have a nourishment source that is not dependent on the weather conditions. Verse 8, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. I like this. And will not fear when heat comes. In other words, you're able to take a little heat. You can take the pressure when it comes. Whether there's inflation or deflation,
or whatever kind of flesh in it may be, you're okay because your roots are running deep and you have a water source. And will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be what?
Green.
And will, and listen at this, and will not be anxious in the year of drought.
How many of us, we kick back watching the news, and all of a sudden we get some bad news? The Dow decided to backslide. And all of a sudden, you look at your report, and everything's dipped. You lost money. So what do you do? Do you panic? Do you lose hope? No, we just read it. And will, this is verse 8, that end of verse 8, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. I'm getting ready to close. But remember, I told you what hope is. Confident expectation of good. Who was it? Oral Roberts used to say something good is going to happen to you. Amen. Something good is going to happen to you. Matter of fact, you need to say that about yourself. Something good is going to happen to me. Or something good's about. I believe he said something good's about to happen. Something good is about to happen to me. Because God says, in the time of drought, my leaf will be green and I'll continue to yield fruit. I got something I want to, I'm getting ready to quit, but I got something I want to let y'all in on. Y'all, you want me to let you in on something? Hey, what about y'all over there? Y'all let me. Oh, yeah, that crowd up there, yeah. Y'all want me to let y'all in on something? All right. Listen at this. Jesus still knows how to multiply the loaves and the fishes. Hallelujah. I remember, Kathy, I don't know if you remember this. This was a lot of years ago. We weren't, wasn't even pastoring a good while before we started pastoring, but we was in a service, and the brother from India was preaching, and he was here in America. And they had a situation in his country where they had more people than they did food. But they were believers. They were Christians. So what they did, they blessed the food. Asked God's blessing upon the food. And they began to eat. And they ate. And they ate. And they ate. I forgot how many people were present. Everybody got full. And they had food left over. Hallelujah. God's looking for someone who will place their hope in him. And I am just about to quit, but something I want to say to you. Wow. I might visit this again next week, but I will tell you this much. Faith, remember this, and I probably, unless the Lord says different, we'll deal with this some more next week. But remember this, faith sees what we hope for. Faith see what we hope for. Because faith is now. Hope is future. That's when it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance, that's now, of things hoped for. Faith is our evidence of things not seen. We have faith now, but we stand in hope for that that's yet to appear. But it will appear because of our faith and our hope. Isn't that good? Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you right now have the hope of heaven? Yeah. Amen. But how many of you know right now? Listen, you know right now. You know that you're already a citizen of heaven by faith. Not gonna be. Amen. Because we've been already seated in what? Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's now. That's now. I said that's now. Hallelujah. Anybody out here want to shout? Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I thank you so much for being faithful to us. I'm so glad, Lord, that you are not man that you would lie to us, but you are our Father and you would never lie to us. We praise you for that, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Now, before I go, I once again would like to extend an invitation to anyone who's not born again, who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I've got good news for you. He's ready, willing and waiting on you. You're ready to receive Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart as your Lord and Savior by faith. I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I believe you came down from heaven, lived here in this earth, was crucified on Calvary's cross. There you died and was buried, but you rose again the third day, and you did it for me because you loved me. come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. I repent of them right now. I give myself to you. Lead me, Lord. Guide me. And help me live for you. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart and saving me. Set me free and making me a child of God through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, we would love to hear from you. There's some information on the screen there. Contact us and let us know that you gave your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and you are now born again. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, if you're sick in your body and you need healing for your body, I want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, right now, just touch them. Touch their bodies. Wherever it is, they are hurting, wherever, whatever is broken, I ask you to touch them, Father, and bring healing to them. By your mighty power. Thank you, Lord, for their healing and for their deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for you. We're glad you tuned in with us this evening. Praise God. And we look forward to the next time. All right.